Hey everyone, welcome to the Karim Mustafa Benzema show. Sorry, the Luigi Brothers podcast. It's Victor Kwachi here, and this week the whole gang is back and badder. The whole gang, I guess. But it looks like our last episode was like 1 month ago.
It was last week.
But it feels like you don't till
just one, like 8 days. Like, I think we're recording Wednesday.
Yeah, actually, it's true.
Anyway, I'm here with the gang, and they're here when I introduce ourselves.
It's James, aka Luca Benzema.
All these magic fans. Okay.
It's Molji here, Adam of his father's house. Let's get it.
No, Ben Aliu.
Not Spotify.
On the 30th.
And it's Blessed Nyabo.
Messi is still the GOAT.
You know this.
Messi is still the GOAT.
I feel like playing for that video.
On this week's show, it's football's biggest names that deliver the most. De Bruyne, Kane, Lewandowski, and Karim Benzema. We discuss all of these and lots of vibes on the show. Stay up. Just to jump right into the Champions League, but let's recap the Premier League quick, fast.
James is smiling.
The floor is open for your banter. The floor is open for all your Manchester United banter. Let's have it.
I saw a picture.
This guy.
Ederson was sitting in the midfield. Please. Since when did Ederson become a midfielder?
But that picture was, they had a free kick. They are going to play free kick.
Abba.
Yeah. If I lose my business.
that picture, bro. That's what was quoted. Yeah.
Guy, I just let it go. I let you go because
United were disappointing.
Our defense was shit.
Like, bro, did you see that Phil Foden's, what do they call it? He heighted.
Foden was world class, guy. Like, but
heighted.
I knew.
Made him look so.
I knew it was going to be bad for Man United game, but I didn't expect it to be like that.
Yeah,
I was thinking maybe 2-0.
Yeah, me too. Like the first leg.
Yeah,
I didn't expect 2-0. It to be that bad.
I was expecting us to win.
This was Sancho scored.
First half, I was feeling myself.
1-1.
I love that celebration.
Yeah,
2-1. I love that celebration.
Business. It's for my team, bro. That's why.
Actually,
I think we have said this, we've recorded 7 episodes.
Yeah.
We've said this in all 7 episodes.
Yeah.
United's work rate is shit.
Yeah, I read somewhere, one transfer news, that there's going to be squad overhaul, like about 12 players earlier. Immediately after that match, but I posted something to my status. I was like, this summer, but it's make or break for United. Like, to be honest, but even
it's
lower needed. teams that are low are moving, like they are building teams. And yeah, United
are
just
better
there.
Market
exactly.
Than United. And
yeah, I think it's United 3 on Twitter that said, the fans want Ten Hag. Ralf Rangnick wants Ten Hag. The fans want Ten Hag. Guess who Manchester United's board will appoint? Harry Maguire.
See, that's how let's be honest, bro. See, the only target that United should be after as coach should be Ten Hag.
It should be Ten Hag. Because,
he's the only option.
Because I even read somewhere said that he's learning English.
Yeah.
I heard that he wants to come. He wants the job. He wants the job. And the guy has won trophies too. And
everyone is so confused.
And
like,
United.
A great job at United.
Bro, first of all, he's a
really
bald man.
Good coach.
And he's a bald guy.
Have you seen how many goals Ajax has scored this season?
100 and something.
100 and something. They've conceded less than 20 goals, guy.
Yeah.
The flog don't want the Champions League guy. Ajax are doing well. They are doing well. And to think that they don't have the budget that Manchester United has.
Yeah, most of the players are young from academy.
So, Ten Hag, if you are listening, please come to Man United. Or should I petition to the board rather?
You can try.
Let's move to Chelsea. Reece James came back.
De Bruyne.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin.
Well,
Albino.
Kevin.
See what that is, but everyone of Albino. Kevin. Albino trans everywhere.
Guy, De Bruyne took the match too personal. Why?
Bruno.
Like, you got all those comparisons now.
You were comparing him to Bruno.
You did.
Like, in that match, green being positive, red being negative. De Bruyne, like, first 10, green.
That's right.
Bruno.
He needed to just.
No, to be honest, no banter, no shades whatsoever, but to be honest, at the highest level, when the team has needed Bruno, but he hasn't stepped up.
That's not true. That's to not be honest, I'm a United fan. I've seen matches? Bruno step up. Like, Bruno is the
how
one
how many
that...
seasons ago?
No. This is the season.
Come on.
Okay, when he came first, he was just this season.
Like, he has provided crucial assists. He has provided crucial assists for match winning.
Let's be honest, if Ronaldo was here at the end of those assists...
Well, we don't have any other striker. But the assists have been insane themselves.
But you know, here's something. Forget about assists. There is a way that you will carry a team. There's this famous quote by Benzema about that he doesn't want to be seen. I'm quoting football in general. Benzema was like, these days, but a player will have a shitty game and then he scores goal or assist and players will, and sorry, the media will praise him. That he doesn't want to be that kind of player. He wants to be a player that will have impact without necessarily scoring an assist. So does Bruno have that kind of impact?
Bruno has that impact.
Are you sure?
Like, before Bruno came to United, guy, I mean...
No, that's not the way why he came here.
Guy, we were very, very bad.
Especially that first season.
We were very, very bad. Bruno was the one that, like, raised the standards alone. Bruno
signed...
Yeah, United were so bad. Bruno actually leveled us up. And then Ronaldo's coming. Well, let's just move on to Chelsea. Reece James came, scored, assisted, and has gone back.
This one I heard was on a different leg. This one was his left.
Wow. The other one was on the other leg.
The original one was on his right.
That was an incredible performance.
Let's be honest, but that guy is one of the most balanced fullbacks. Like, no shit. That guy is good defensive.
But I saw Chelsea fans comparing that guy to Arnold. No, he doesn't come close to Arnold. To be honest, he
supersedes Arnold in defense.
He doesn't. In defending, but guy, Arnold has been
a modern fullback.
As a modern fullback, for the past three seasons, Arnold has had more than 15 assists as a fullback.
I feel like if I become a coach, I'll be very pragmatic. Guy, forget all this modern. I need a fullback that can defend. No. When you jam wingers and then they useless.
All I hear is Ancelotti talking.
Yeah. Old man.
Bro, should I show you what Vinny did to the best so-called best?
We'll get to that.
Will you ever let that you go?
Bro, this show is for me.
Harry Kane, everybody. It's Harry Kane.
Wait. About Chelsea. Yeah. Did you see news today?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's keep my mind safe.
To all Chelsea fans out there, thoughts and prayers are with you.
I feel like they'll resolve it. The only one big question mark now about this whole thing is that UK are not allowing to sell.
He can't sell the club.
Except they intervene and then he doesn't get any money.
I know that's harsh.
That's harsh, actually.
That's harsh.
All the sanctions.
You can't sell any more tickets. No shirts, no jerseys, no merchandise, you can't extend contracts for players that their contracts are ending.
They can't spend more than 20.
Yeah, more than 20. Like, you should pity the fans now.
Before we came on, I saw that Rudiger already has plans to leave this.
To be honest,
come to Manchester United, bro.
Exactly. Because you know, that they are midfield. We spoke about this last week. That's question mark. Rudiger, your best midfielder.
Defender.
Why am I just saying midfielder? Modric of my defender is about to leave. Christensen, I feel it. Fabrizio was like, he's a done deal already. The next experience is Thiago, and Thiago is 37.
So
what kind of planning is that one? This Rudiger thing, they should have sealed it. He was the best. I'm not like, Rudiger was like the best.
If you are Thiago, the winning
exactly.
run.
Yeah.
He was the best.
But, yeah, if you have 200, it's not too much.
Arguably
let's
one of
be
their
honest.
Best players
200 is not too
season.
Much. You should have secured himself.
Just give it to him.
Yeah, it's too late.
You can't extend now.
Now it's too late.
He has to leave.
Damn.
Kid.
If they're not careful, very soon Chelsea will become like my.
I want
Obaka.
Look. I want.
You can only dream of becoming like Obaka. Even in Chelsea's dreams, you want Obaka.
I want like the board that runs United to run Chelsea.
No, let's be honest, but if it's a board of directors, not a like sole owner that buys Chelsea, I'm all they go suffer.
Yeah,
they go, because as an owner. I want that. If I'm investing, I want to get returns. So at least I know that Champions League brings more. Definitely, I invest in the team to get more money. So
the directors, you pay the directors.
Exactly.
They're actually earning their money.
On that note, we should also give a very huge shout out to Roman because what he has done with Chelsea.
Roman.
As an owner, that guy.
He tried.
He actually loves the team.
Chelsea had not won the league for 50 years.
Pre-Roman, but there's this picture of Middlesbrough. I think it was 7-1. The bank chance, I was 6-1.
I think today's even their better
season. Yeah, today's their better
117 years. Yeah.
That's mad.
Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Happy birthday. We don't care,
right? If not get mine, but more jam for UCL.
So Harry Kane overtook Thierry Henry on the Premier League top goal scorers chart.
Sorry, Kane.
After in the previous week, Harry Kane and Son
broke the record of Drogba
and Lampard.
If only he had the trophy.
A Premier League. To be honest, but I see is where that guy goes to United somehow. Yeah. I feel like he's leaving.
He's 29.
Still, bro, it's a good deal. I don't lie, but that guy is the striker.
But not for 100.
That's like not for 100.
I don't think he's worth 100 million
currently. But Daniel Levy,
don't add more money.
No, I'm thinking about this thing. Harry Kane or Jamie Vardy?
Vardy is so old now.
No, guy, even with Vardy's peak, it's Harry Kane, bro.
Like even
especially post Mourinho, after Mourinho molded him and guy.
Before Mourinho, Harry Kane.
No, before Mourinho was good.
35 goals.
I'm
talking based on right now. Like
right now, where last Vardy scored?
Okay. Vardy just came back.
Vardy came from injury.
But still, Kane
is better.
Yeah, I'll pick Kane to be honest.
I'll pick Kane.
Although Vardy is actually faster.
Guy, no, Harry Kane is a proper nine.
He's a proper nine. He has the head.
He just knows the post. Where exactly. Sabi post guy. So no Salah, no party. for some particular view seated here at the Nyan Bong show.
Any comments, sir?
No party for Salah.
It happened. It's part of life.
Okay. So Javi Ball.
That's a much better topic.
Yeah. But I mean, you guys, there was controversy in that match.
Controversy.
Let's be honest, was that not penalty? It was not. See, but even a Bakal. Which one? I talk of Bakal's.
Yeah. No. Elche's penalty now.
Yeah, that's Bakal. Bro.
Which one? The handball.
Legend.
That was not a handball. His hand was
below.
Alba. Mm-hmm. Albazon, ball rolled off the guy and hit his hand.
Which Albazon?
Albazon
was
18.
Now they keep the ball.
He was from corner. Mm-hmm. The guy, yes. Was it like he wanted to nod it or something? The ball rolled over. Hernandez said that was speaking.
But you guys too needed.
But we all know Hernandez is a Barca referee. I'm still remembering that red card he gave Ronaldo.
Don't even let me start. You know, yesterday. PSG bad.
We'll get to that. I'm sorry.
Okay, if you're the champions, you say aye.
You don't even have self-esteem, guy. Your team day, but you don't talk aye.
I've collected my 10 million and I'm moving on.
Either Liverpool or Bayern.
We don't care. We are not favorites to win.
So you said Napoli versus. Was it AC Abi Inter?
Was it AC?
Okay, Napoli. AC Milan. Giroud, ba?
Yeah, Giroud.
I think that was 1-0.
That was 1-0.
It was 1-0, yeah.
I don't know, Serie A is like all strikers are turning off. Yeah. Dzeko, Giroud, all these veteran people.
Mm. So, let's talk about the Champions League.
Yeah, Tiba is smiling. Oh God!
Let's start from Tuesday first.
Let's start from Tuesday.
Of course, it's definitely. Tuesday. So there are only 6 entries in the Champions round of 16, mm-hmm. where 7 or more goals have been scored. Bayern Munich has 4 entries.
Are you serious?
Shit.
The other two are Manchester City and Barcelona.
Like, did you see when Muller? I think Muller scored Porsche the 6th goal. Muller scored the 6th goal. Exactly. Like, bro, these are small children. Bro, guy.
Muller celebrations. Like, he was so happy.
Guy, these are small kids. Like, have mercy on them, bro.
He scored too many already. Like, chill.
Lewandowski scored a hat-trick.
But let's be honest, there was a controversy about the PK. Second PK.
Did it matter?
It doesn't matter. They just banged those two.
But Muller is seriously underrated, fam.
Yeah.
I think he overtook another Bayern Munich record recently.
Yes.
That guy is Muller underrated. He's actually very good.
Underrated. He doesn't come. People are talking about
him. He's just last player. People talk about him as much as people talk about Lewandowski.
And you know what? He's been playing as a midfielder for over 5 years now. But if you are calling midfielders, the top three that will come to your mind, Muller is not among
them. He's not in the actual.
So that's the context.
But he's a very good midfielder. He's very good. Guy has been there since the time of the Robben and Roem.
He has always been there. He started really, really young.
He started really, really young.
Yeah, he started really young.
Just like Kimmich too.
Yeah.
Guy. That's not Shah. He's a World Cup winner. Yeah, I think he has won it all.
Yeah, I don't think he's underrated, Shah. Just...
It's just Muller, like his name doesn't mean. Let's be PR. Let's just
yes.
And his type of football, you know, it's not that elegant.
He just gets the job done. Efficient. That's German things.
Yeah.
I just want Chelsea to buy out to draw Chelsea.
To be honest, but I did that Chelsea out. I won't be like
the Chelsea fans. I know, bro. They are giving me a very tough time. So Liverpool lost to Inter Milan, but they qualified on aggregates.
Yes.
Lautaro Martinez with. And you won that goal. The beautiful goal.
Well, okay, I think only Sané's goal.
He beats him.
If not that, Lautaro's goal was.
Yeah.
It was something special.
And that, they were like, I've forgotten, but he has been blank for a while, Sha.
In the league, right?
Mm. Even league. No, league, he scored two. I was here, hat trick. Yeah, even before the league, he was blank.
I was, he had a drought. I was very impressed by Inter's performance.
To be honest, this guy won the man of the match. That is a center back. Oh, God. You, man, you, bro. That is a center back.
Are you talking about Skriniar? When I saw Kamavinga drop that performance, bro. The team daggered my heart because we're going to sign. You guys practically stole the deal for Kamavinga.
Moving on.
I'm saving the best for last. So let's talk about that Pep roulette that we saw.
Pep getting.
You know, Pep, he gave someone, Scott, Carson.
Scott Carson.
He hasn't played in UCL for like since 2005, I believe, 4. He was just dashing out. He had already qualified. So
in my Champions League FPL, I gave my captain's armband to Mahrez. Yeah. Mahrez didn't even start.
He didn't play now.
He played in the second half. And gave me 2 points. Who was that goalkeeper that came and entered the time?
Scott Carson.
Was that Ederson's father?
Bro, that's you know the funny thing, guy. Great. Actually, that's a very, very good person.
And as soon as he came in, but it didn't take long. I think he got injured. And then Ederson was laughing.
Wait, seriously.
Guy, go and watch that match again. What? When last you watch a match, man? That is so good.
Actually,
what's he going to end up seeing?
Pep Guardiola.
He had already qualified.
Actually, Sporting could have actually scored a few. They were so wasteful in front.
Yeah, someone had two chances like that.
Yeah, they missed. It's about Real Madrid.
Let's be honest, bro.
Wait, we
are supposed to give
like 3 seconds silence for Mustafa.
La la la.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but Francis Mega newspaper were like
L'Equipe.
Yeah, L'Equipe actually. There was something like the prince is here, but the king showed himself.
Bro, I know it's Mustafa's show. It's Mustafa's show we're talking about, but Mbappe is.
Bro!
Mbappe,
you know the fuck? Mbappe is. See, but that guy, but. No youngster touches that guy.
Mbappe literally scored the hat trick.
That leg over.
See, but.
That goalkeeper, he did that.
That's Courtois.
He didn't even touch the ball.
That's Courtois.
Thank you, Alaba, for playing well.
Guy, even the goal that stood, guy, that goal was crazy, was guy.
He had to beat,
was it Eder in front of him? And Eder, like,
no, it was Alaba. Opened up like
two of them.
Alaba just blocked the far post,
And Courtois' position, he was like,
bruh. Imagine you being like Courtois' son and you're watching your father on TV.
Thank God he doesn't have his son. But then Valverde has a son and his son would be proud.
Who's Verratti in this game?
Bro, let's talk about Modric. Who's Verratti?
Verratti came through in the first half.
Where was he in the first half?
He came through the first half. If you're a world class, you carry your team on your back.
36-year-old Modric ran the show.
He was the oldest person on pitch.
Yeah, I think so.
Then
he sprinted, collected the ball from.
He ran across the field.
Dribbled.
He gave it back to Modric.
I'm not a biased fan.
Modric
is class. I would say that it is.
Hopes were restored.
That was an incredible.
Do you know the funny thing about that second goal? Like, they scored the second goal, but I was still celebrating. Huh? Show everyone my jersey. Boom! Third goal, enter. I love
you. Kamavinga and Rodrigo actually changed
the game. That was what every fan wanted. Those were the people every...
As soon as, bro,
please go back to Maroc.
As soon as Kamavinga came on, but I noticed he was whispering things into the ears of
Modric.
What Kamavinga did guy. That I saw was, that actually caught my eye, was that the guy was just, as he just came, he started threading passes to...
But do you understand that? This guy's debut at 16-year-old was against PSG. And the guy bossed the midfield and he gave an assist. The winning goal assist.
Kamavinga is very good, Sean. No cap.
How old is he?
18.
No, he's 19.
Sorry, 19. He has entered 19, sorry.
What the hell?
I'm very serious. Like... He has that cruise kind of vibe. Like everything in this match goes through.
Oh boy, that guy is going to, he's going to be one of the best midfielders in this world ever.
Yeah,
undoubtedly, very, very good player.
Good, yeah.
I'm going to stand tall for my 5'6" midget player. And say he actually had a good game. No matter what people are saying,
but he had a good game.
Here's what I noticed.
Good game for his standards. Let's be honest.
Let me just see what I want to say.
Let me tell you the truth, but Benzema was as good as he is because Madrid is a good team. PSG are shites.
bro, see what this, see what the way people hyped that front line.
The front line is good.
The front line strikes fear in the heart of men.
They are good. First half, PSG look more likely to score.
There was one chance that they created, but I went across the goal. I was like, if that was MSN.
There's no pistol.
Sir, shout out to Benzema's third goal. Guy, that was pure intelligence. Guy, pure
one touch,
like one time outside.
Strikers go, bro.
Like if you check the clip, bro, immediately Marquinhos lost the ball, but Abi cleared the ball, bro. Before Kimbembe turned to look at the ball, was in the net.
One touch goal.
Nasa outside foot.
That was an incredible performance from Karim Benzema.
Bro, when he completed that hat-trick, I knew Madrid were going to equalize. And the match would drag on to extra time. That was what I was expecting. But as soon as Benzema completed his hat-trick, I had that my hands on my head, guy. I couldn't believe what my eyes just saw, guy.
To be honest, this was the week of Remontanda. Shout out to Barca. This was my president's week. Happy 75th-year-old birthday. This was the week of my club's birthday. 102, bro.
Hi, Perez. Probably listen.
Papa.
The godfather.
You might want to sign a new leader for your Real Madrid fans club. His name is Tibar.
I'm just one step away from going there. I just need to learn Spanish.
Anyway, I think the quarterfinals was going to be lit.
Bro, like the teams there, man.
Champions League.
Four teams have qualified.
Those teams are
Liverpool, Real Madrid. Man City and Bayern Munich.
Please, I beg, Benfica, qualify. I want to play you guys, I beg. They should give us back our original.
You want to play Ajax. Ajax humbled you 4-1 at the last time.
They should come again.
Nothing much has changed.
You understand? They should come again.
Ajax.
They should come again.
Ajax.
Maybe Antonio will move me. But there's...
Antonio.
We'll go on a break right now. We'll be back after the break. See you guys.
Go to a break.
Murder.
Guys, yeah, it's Valverde here.
Scratch that.
It's James here, and on this segment, we'll be doing the Who Would You Rather. We've got two parts, but first, we'll be starting with the Panenka penalty. So, guys, 90 plus minutes penalty. You must only score with Panenka. Who are you picking? Options are. Let me know insult him. Messi, Ramos, Zidane, and Pelo. I think among all four of them, you should have seen them taking Panenka once.
Yeah.
So, blessed. Where are you going with? I want to skip safe. But where are you going with?
You know, surprisingly, actually, I'm not going to pick Messi.
Why?
Siba. I always tell you this thing. I love Barca. I love Messi, but I'm not biased. I know that they are right. Better penalty takers.
Who are you going with?
I'll go with Zidane.
Muji.
As obvious. I am not a traitor or coward. 90 plus minutes. I need a penalty. A Panenka. I am going for the greatest player that has ever lived. Messi.
Kotoa says hi.
You can kiss his seven Ballon d'Ors.
Victor.
I was a mark.
Kotoa is still saying hi. Victor.
I'm going to go with the greatest midfielder in all of history, Zinedine Zidane. I mean, this guy did Ipanenka.
Wait. Did you say the greatest midfielder ever?
Yes. Zidane.
Yes.
Wait. Oh my God. Sorry, guys. We'll get back to this. Who is better than Zidane? Which midfielder is better than Zidane?
Nobody today, matter.
No. Which midfielder is better than Zidane?
I need to drop this.
I need to drop this fact.
I'm not saying anything. I'll lose my voice.
I hope you want to call for me Busquets.
I was going to say that Zidane in a World Cup final versus prime Buffon,
bro,
did a Panenka and he scored. Imagine the balls this man has.
I'm going with my eternal captain. I've seen him do it plenty times. I don't think he has ever missed a PK for my team. Sergio.
Ramos.
SR4.
I know Ramos was smiling yesterday.
Okay, the next one will be free kick. Also, 90 plus, 9 minutes. Messi, Beckham, Roberto Carlos, Juninho, and CR7. That's Cristiano Ronaldo.
If I wanted to hit the ball into the stands,
bro.
Let me rebuff that statement by saying that the highest free kick goals in the Champions League is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Is what Ronaldo used to be.
Should we talk about what your midget man is right now?
You want the Ballon d'Or this year now?
Yeah, so what happened yesterday night? What happened last night?
They lost. Everybody loses. Once.
Everybody, yes.
This guy has lost 6 seasons in a row now.
Bro, you have lost 9.
Where else did you give a trophy?
Bless a free kick.
Mommy, I'll go with Beckham.
I'm going with Juninho.
Yeah, I'm going with Beckham. See, but there's something about seeing Beckham take.
To be honest, yeah, actually satisfying. I'm not lying, actually.
But
that guy.
But I'm going for who I think is more effective. I think Juninho is more effective.
Beckham is also effective. I'm going with Beckham because Beckham has scored plenty clutch.
You're going with Beckham. Sorry, like, who are you, Juninho? Oh, sorry, like, you're Beckham.
Beckham.
Like, personally, but I rarely just sit down and start watching football videos on YouTube with my phone. I rarely do it.
Oh, I do
but
it a lot.
But I sat back and watch Beckham free kicks.
Oh, but to be honest, this one is hard.
Can you bend it like Beckham?
Beckham, bend it like Beckham.
Beckham is a legend.
Bro, there's this free kick technique that he has. Like, you know, if you have a free kick on the right here, you're going to try and lob it into the right corner.
Yeah.
This guy will not lobby into the right corner. Left. He's going to bend it in front of the goaler. The goaler will not be able to touch it. Beckham or something else, man.
To be honest, yeah. Like, it's Beckham.
It's Beckham.
So, you've got the answers. Which we'll leave it to you guys. So, who would you rather have? For Panenka, we have Messi, Ramos, Pelu, Zidane. And if you have anyone you'd like to add, you can...
Tweet us,
yeah, actually, our podcast.
Oh, you actually, can comment on this podcast.
See.
Wait for your segment.
Let me out. See. 3-1, guy. 3-1. Aggregate 3-2. And then for free kick, you guys, it's Messi, Beckham, Roberto Carlos, Juninho, and CR7. If you have any other preferred option, you can comment. Over to you.
FPL, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's lacking behind.
FPL man in the mud, but FPL man is like fertilizer.
You know that is
what's the logic there? How to get the logic?
We don't put fertilizer in the mud.
Guys, you guys can't see this, but Victor is on the ground. Mud is about to choke.
That makes no sense.
How about guys, back me off now. We are still in double gaming 28, which will be. It will be over before this episode drops.
By the time.
by the time this episode comes out. But as it stands right now, all this will change by the time this comes out. So I don't know. Yeah, let's still say it. Let's just like it was in history. We have a global average of 47 as it stands, with the highest in the world scoring 143 as it stands. Shout out to Welsh Wizard. I didn't even check what country he's from.
He's obviously
from Wales. Ready for Wales.
His name says Wales.
Ready from Wales.
Shout out to Welsh Wizard.
Oi, Mike.
Who played a bench boost.
We know he's listening, so.
Yes. Good job. Okay, so let's come down to the boys here. I won't talk about Assault FC. You're not here. So I won't talk about you, Jephtha. Let's start from bottom or top?
Bottom. Because I know I'm at the top.
Yeah, I know.
Screw you.
Fuck you.
They call me Babalawo.
Let's start from the bottom. To my right.
No, your papa
did. The one that did not win.
Might never win.
The one that will never win. The one that scored the lowest.
That's how everybody thought Madrid were out.
Oh, what if I on the floor?
Bro!
That's how everybody thought Madrid
bro,
were out.
Bro, carry your bugger!
I'm just like, saying.
Bro, the global average is 47. Hey. As it stands, you are 41.
Walala!
I can explain.
Yes. We're all ears.
So, I had De Bruyne as my captain. And then, I followed the trend of Mo Salah. This just goes, don't follow trends, guys. Just do your mind.
Fact no, at least it shows that you have respect and fear for Man U. Like, you fear Man U more than you fear West Ham.
Why would I fear Man U? Who fears Man U? It's not even logical. Man U and feared. It's not supposed to be in the same sentence.
I thought it was going to be
a very, like, low scoring match, maybe like 2-0, 2-1. And, you know, De Bruyne hasn't been.
Not knowing that was going to be an incredible performance.
Two goals, one assist.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Bruno.
So that was all went wrong for you.
Yes, sir.
What was your captain? Okay, Salah, you captain Salah. Yeah. So we're together with that.
Shit, we do.
The next, to his own right. Expensive.
You have to mention that it's not.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Let's be honest. Why? How? What? Expensive heat. Makagini.
I pack heat every week.
You pack heat, but you do not pass average.
In fairness, I still have players that are going to play today. So.
I do too now.
Everybody does. Everybody does. Who's your captain? Who was your captain? He has played already, but who was your captain?
No. He hasn't played. He's going to play today. It's Raul.
guy, you are not passing average. It's not going to happen.
Okay, guys. Okay, he didn't play the first.
Raul didn't play the first match.
He didn't play against Mars now. Okay.
He didn't play. Guy, you're not passing average. That one is for sure. You're not passing average. It's not good. Even though you're only 1 point behind, you have 46 points.
It's not only Raul that is playing. I have like 6 players playing.
Still, you don't go pass average.
Fuck you.
Mind languages. We have kids listening here.
Which kids?
Yeah, please announce me sharp. Yeah, I've been waiting.
Finished.
This is the end of the FPL.
No, stop it.
What about me? I'm talking myself yet now.
Okay.
So this week I'm actually the second highest as it stands.
That is present here, bro.
No, let him have this one. Let him have this one.
No, Nefa. He lost everywhere.
Who told Jephtha not to come? Who told you not to come? Jephtha, where are you?
Jephtha?
That's on you. That's what I see. Oh, yeah.
Chilling in the machine.
In San Francisco, Germany.
Shout out to Jephtha. He actually scored 56 as it stands. So, he should have been the second highest, but he's not here. So, I will take that mantle. I will sit in his throne, in his stead.
Yes.
This is getting boring. Every week is always the same person on the top. Always.
Every weekend I'm smiling.
Get out.
I'm winning matches and I'm winning FPL.
Yeah. I don't know how, but as it stands, he has scored 65 already.
With like 4 more players playing tonight.
How?
Coutinho, I'm looking to you.
How? I'm tired.
I told you guys about my bench in it. The only person that went blank was, okay, both of them went blank, was Rafinha and Salah.
You used the bench boost?
No, I didn't use it. My bench boost is scary. It's only Amate that got 6 points. Bowen was on my bench. Blank.
Didn't do anything.
But thank you, Coutinho. You're my captain.
How can I play free hit and still be behind you?
Bro, know your place in life.
Don't worry. I don't know what I'll do. From this.
Do you know how many times you have said you know what you do?
The next game is on Saturday.
I just know one person.
Yeah, it's beginning on Saturday.
Liverpool. I saw that Liverpool has a double game week, so yeah. I'm thinking of bringing Luis Diaz.
Even to have, yeah, Luis Diaz will not be bad.
He looks like the best prime pick right now.
Because that guy, but to be honest, but let's be honest, but see Liverpool, yeah, if they get a potent striker, my man is gone. Luis Diaz is coming for that left wing.
I have Jota on my team, but now I don't know whether it's wise to even keep him. So that brings us to the end of the FPL segment, and subsequently the. And no, not subsequently. That's wrong English. Consequently.
Okay.
Yes, that's much better English. The end of the show. But before we go, T-Bad, why don't you tell us three songs you'd recommend?
See, Spotify is letting me down. So to be honest, ability.
Why does that sound like? Yeah. I just sound. Yeah. Why does that sound?
It's
like?
Not even a matter of back or anything, guys. Yeah. Spotify, see, bro, please, guys, you should accept my money. I worked hard for that one, and I'm giving it to you. Please accept. I'm tired of listening to Jacob's album.
Also, is there any way you can boost our podcast, Spotify? Put it on everybody.
Let them hear it by force.
By force.
Force it down their throats.
Else notification.
Oppress them.
We have to.
Okay. My top three songs right
now.
The first one is one I've been listening to for a long time now. It's Kanye West, Travis Scott, and Baby Kim. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Then my second one is a throwback to Big Wiz and Mute. Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And then my third one is from my woman, the love of my life, Doja Cat. Cat and Gunna. Why? That's the title of the song.
But bro, have you heard from Freaky Dicky?
Okay.
Tiger and Doja Cat.
I have.
Moving on.
All right now. The one that will win.
Yes, sir. Okay, so let me see. Three songs. I'll take Zinoliski's Rocking. Then Diverse and Buju, Sweet Daddy.
I've not even heard that one.
It's a very good song. And I don't know, for the last song, which song am I going to pick?
Hey. I like it for the night too.
Hey! Fitness.
If I broke, now my business. But I'll not be broken.
Amen!
Let's just take that as the third song. Blessed, you're up.
Anytime I ask this question, but I always just remind you of my Blessed Nyabong days. my Blessed Nyabong show days.
That's what you do.
Oh my God. Anyway, Sha, number three, I will give it to, who has Head Yard?
Who? Young Yang.
Pokoli, featuring Bella Shmurda, Alpha P, Black Sheriff, and who is the final guy? There are four.
Mad Life.
That song is mad. That song is insane. I love that song, especially Alpha's part. Oh, man, that's like my favorite part in that song. That song is mad.
I need to go listen to this song.
Now, number two is obviously... Well, no, not obviously, because so many people would think this should be number one, but I'm making it number two. Finesse. Feels and Buju.
Keke.
But now, what song is number one? This is going to shock so many people, but I swear, I love this song. Who has heard Chocolate by Magix?
Magix. That's what makes sense.
Oh my God.
Magix is a big boy. And this guy was hitting on Magix.
I said to go. That's like the most painful part. When Magix first came out, but I did not like him. I didn't like his sound. See, this is only like the second time, but I'm feeling him. The very first time was this like remix of re-up of Love Don't Cost a Dime, him and Erastar. That was the song that made me start liking him. But you see this Chocolate. Guy,
I need to go listen to it.
Quiet that song. Quiet that song. Oh yeah, now I heard one song this week, Benny the Butcher featuring J. Cole, Johnny P. Scardi. And after hearing that song, I can now tell you all listening that J. Cole is the greatest life form ever to exist in the world of rap. I'm saying this thing now. J. Cole is the greatest rapper ever.
This guy made Tupac rule in his
game. This guy
made lies start biting Jay-Z. This great dreads.
Guys,
like, bro, who?
I swear to God. Wait, let's go while people sleep on J. Cole.
Guys, we're going to end the show now.
J. Cole is the GOAT.
Kanye is the GOAT. Kendrick sends his regards.
Yeah, bro.
Kanye again is the GOAT.
Oh, Hoover. Yo, guys. This brings us to the end of the show. These guys have sense. This brings us to the end of the
show. Is that your W?
Guys, this brings us to the end of the show.
Yes.
And now, signing out.
Wait, first of all, follow us on Twitter.
Podcast.
At Podcast Luigi.
And drop your comments on...
You better drop your comments so we will know if you don't.
To be honest,
that's not true.
Better drop those comments.
Get that
too. And you should know we all hear Abracadabra's music, so.
The fuck does that have to do with anything? Yeah.
I'm signing out, everyone. From Spotify Cam, it's Blessed. Holla them now.
Peace.
And then Moldy from his father's house.
No more.
And then our host.
Which we love. Except for Maguire.
And signing out from the Champions League quarterfinals.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, it was lovely hanging out with you guys. Bye, guys.